Leading the news this morning, South Korea's defense minister has resigned in the wake of North Korea's attack. He's come under a barrage of criticism for being too weak in his response to the shelling of a South Korean island. And Australia's foreign minister Kevin Rudd is urging China to get involved. China has arrested an Australian businessman as part of an embezzlement investigation. Matthew Ng's travel company was told on Monday he'd been detained. The 44-year-old hasn't been charged, and it's not known what he's alleged to have done. The man dubbed the honeymoon killer has arrived in Los Angeles. Gabe Watson was deported yesterday after a guarantee he wouldn't face the death penalty if he was retried. He spent 18 months in a Queensland jail for the manslaughter of his wife during their honeymoon 7 years ago. Australia has sent specialist equipment and teams to New Zealand to help recover the bodies of 29 men from the Pike River coal mine. 16 members from Queensland's Mines Rescue Service are bringing machines to put out any fires in the mine and get rid of any explosive gases. And it could well be the most costly snack of his life. Australian-born Stephen Duckett has been sacked as a health executive in Canada for refusing to stop eating a cookie while being interrogated by the media.